All right, this is Kyle's PMP study, questions and answers. Question one, which entity can authorize the closure of a project? That is the customer. Question two, which of the following options is an enterprise environmental factor? That's going to be commercial databases. Question three, after developing a project schedule for a new project, management requests that you fast track the schedule. What should you do? You're going to perform activities that are on the critical path in parallel. Question four, your company is evaluating three projects. Project A has an NPV of 70K. Project B has an NPV of 90K. Project C has an NPV of 20K. The organization's project selection committee decides to undertake Project B. What is the opportunity cost? That's going to be $70,000. Question five, which of the following is not a recommended strategic response to positive risks? That's going to be transfer. Question six, Florence Walker is a newly hired project manager at Dream Suite. She is creating a plan to estimate, acquire, and manage the ceramic and quarry tiles required for the new construction project. Which project should Florence consider while planning resource management? It's going to be project charter provides guidance on the team members and physical resources required for the project. And there may be other projects competing for the same type of tiles at the same time. Question seven, as a project manager, you are responsible for ensuring that an accurate project schedule is created. As part of this process, you consult with individuals who have specialized knowledge in schedule development. Which tool or technique are you using? expert judgment. Question eight, a scope change is best defined as a modification to the agreed upon project definition in the WBS. Question nine, you have been awarded a contract to provide a new product to your customer. Your customer plans to compensate you for all your costs on the project. In addition, you will assess a 200K fee to the customer. Which type of contract are you under? That is a CPFF. All right, question 10, unilateral decisions are most often done when time is of the essence. Question 11, in a situation where the project team is struggling to manage the high volume of work, which of the following would be an appropriate solution? You're going to use value stream mapping in Kanban boards. Question 12, which action would not require a change to the cost baseline? Incurring costs of purchasing raw materials. Question 13, you are a project manager for a software development project that has four phases. The project closing guideline dictate that the project sponsor and stakeholder should be notified when each phase of the project is complete. To whom should you release the phase two deliverables? That's going to be the accounting department. Question 14, you are working with your project team to create the work breakdown structure and project schedule. What is the first step of this process? You're going to decompose the project scope into activities. Question 15, you are managing a project for a publishing company while developing the schedule. You notice the project has multiple critical paths. Which statement is true regarding your project? That's going to be the risk to the project is higher because managing multiple critical paths requires more effort. Question 16, which statement about a project with a BCR of greater than one is true? It indicates that the costs of the project are less than the benefits. Question 17, your company recently decided to change its financial system from in-house to an outsourced cloud-based platform. As part of the changes, you have mandated the finance team to perform a review of all the financial transactions made for the past year and prepare summary files in CSV format. Several finance team members are confused as to the requirement, and some have disagreed that there are already several tasks that need to be performed. As project manager of the new system, how should you respond? You should provide training to the finance team to help them understand the new system and the purpose of the review requests. Question 18. The difference between explicit and tacit knowledge is that explicit knowledge can be easily documented. Question 19, which method is not likely to be used in the stakeholder performance domain? The SWOT analysis. Question 20, your company has gone through a recent restructuring and you have lost several project team members. You have a meeting with the individuals who will be replacing the lost resources. Which topic would be most important to discuss? That's going to be the scope of the project. Question 21, your team is developing an application for your client. In order to save time, Paul, your lead developer, proposes you use existing code that was used to create a similar application. The team decides to take this approach. On the quality audit, many bugs were detected, but the reused code when integrated in the existing software. As a result, you had to delay the current iteration by a week. What should be the lesson learned from this incident? You should focus the team on avoiding similar mistakes in future sprints. Question 22, you need to ensure that the project team has a shared understanding of the project lifecycle, including the major milestones, key deliverables, and project decision points. Which of the following would provide this information? It's going to be the project roadmap. Question 23, you have identified the activities necessary to complete your project's deliverables and have constructed a network diagram using PDM. You are estimating durations for your project's activities. The estimated duration for each activity would most likely be affected by, it's going to be the resource assigned to the activity. Question 24, in conflict management, which of the following statements is false? When dealing with conflict, one should focus on the past, present, and future. Question 25, which of the following statements is false? It's going to be collaboration brings team members to a common understanding about the project's goals and objectives. Question 26, which factors should be used to rank all risks? That's going to be the probability of the risk and its impact to the project. Question 27, you have just been assigned to a software development project that was abandoned by a previous project manager. The bulk of the project work is complete and the project is currently in the testing phase. When you review the project work products to gain an understanding of the project's requirements and design, you discover a major flaw in the technical design and software application. The project's been going well so far. The customer has been pleased with its progress. This is just a long question. The answer is you want to request that a qualified person verify the existence of the technical flaw. Question 28. You need to ensure that the current deliverable provides a certain quality level. You use the documented quality assurance process to verify the quality, which cost of quality component is this associated? It's going to be appraisal costs. Question 29, when a team member has been assigned to facilitating project meetings, they must ensure that the meeting is facilitated as per the meeting request and the team member remains neutral. Question 30, you record several defect and error metrics based on the quality management plan. Which performance domain will likely use these metrics? That's going to be the measurement domain. All right, PMP study. Question 31. A large complex infrastructure project in another country requires coordination to move the equipment needed through their city streets. Your representative in the country informs you that the local police will have to be given a fee for coordinating the traffic to ensure that the equipment is transported successfully. What should you do? You should pay the fee to the traffic office. All right, question 32, you are estimating the durations of the project activities. You ask your expert team members to come up with a worst case scenario, a best case scenario, and a most likely for the duration of the specific phase of the project. When the team returns the duration estimates, you average the three to form a new duration estimate. What type of estimate technique are you using? That is a three-point technique. All right, question 33, examine the network diagram and task durations in the exhibit. It's a bunch of things. It's got a start, three layers, finish. The answer is multiple critical paths would emerge for the project. Question 34, you're a project manager for a project to develop a new piece of equipment. While some of your components will be built in-house, others will be obtained from a supplier. You provide the supplier with a narrative describing the components that you want supplied under the contract. What is this document called? It is called a statement of work. Question 35, after Sam performed the cost-benefit analysis of the proposed project by including all of the monetary costs, such as expenses for startup fees, licenses, production materials, payroll, and user acceptance processes, training and travel, he found a positive result. Based on this result, the project was initiated and assigned to him. However, later in the project, Sam had to invest a huge amount in the project budget in risk responses. Consequently, the project faced a funding problem. What approach should Sam have used to avoid the situations? Sam should have included the cost of potential risks while performing the cost-benefit analysis. All right, you are creating the project schedule for a new project. Place the steps for creating the schedule in the correct order. I don't see an answer on this one. All right, question 37. What factors are considered project constraints? It's going to be risk, quality, cost, scope, and time. Question 38. During a project review meeting, the three team members argue over which cover photo is the best option for the furnished project. Each project member has chosen a different cover photo. You are the project manager, and you propose that each team member present their case as to why they think their cover photo should be on the finished project. After hearing the arguments, you and the team members will make the decision. Which conflict resolution technique are you using? You are collaborating. Question 39. Your company wants to subcontract some work on a project. The proposed subcontractor will be manufacturing one of the components in the final product for your company. As a project manager, you need to generate inquiries from probable subcontractors. What are you doing? You are conducting procurements. Question 40. At which point should team ground rules be established, evaluated, and updated? It's going to be throughout the project. Question 41, who should be responsible for the enforcement of the ground rules set on the project team charter? That's going to be the project team. Question 42, during which stage of team development do the team members examine how the team will handle conflict? That's going to be the storming phase. Question 43 is a fill in the blank. Okay, is an active and ongoing condition or situation that may impact the project's objectives? I put risk. Question 44, you have just finished a project that has been completed in 90% of the allocated budget and 2 weeks early. Your client has given good feedback on the project to your senior management. Your vice president informs you that you will be given the best employee award and that you will be the project promoted to a senior manager. You come back from the meeting to inform your team members about the news. When a team member informs you that the team that worked on the project is unhappy, your best course of action would be to call a meeting of the team and discuss all the issues that they may have. Question 45, during which phase of the project should a project manager identify risks? That should be throughout the project. Question 46, you are managing a project in which the team is comprised of people from different cultural backgrounds. To run the project smoothly and harmonize the project team, you would do all of the following except adopt the most common culture in the team as a primary culture that the team must follow. Question 47. You are currently evaluating proposals from potential suppliers. You have developed a set of procedures to evaluate each potential supplier's past performance in the areas of delivery and quality. Which process are you performing? Source selection criteria. All right, Question 48, you have just realized that your implementation plan contains an error that will prevent you from meeting your milestone. The best thing you can do is develop an alternative solution to meet the milestone date. All right. Question 49, it is a project manager's responsibility to remove obstacles that may hinder the project team's work. All right. Question 50, organizational process assets consist of plans, processes, procedures, and knowledge bases that actively contribute to the company, to the work of the company. Question 51, during project execution, you identify a risk that was not anticipated during risk planning. Which task will you need to perform to control this risk? It's going to be additional risk response planning. Question 52, you are monitoring risks for your current project. After performing a risk audit, you identify additional risks and include them in the risk register. Which additional chart depicts risk sources hierarchically by category and would need to be updated? That's going to be the risk breakdown structure. Question 53, Todd Williams is a newly appointed project manager at a manufacturing unit. He is identifying the tools and techniques that will help him effectively manage project information and knowledge. Which of the following points should he consider? Choose three. It's going to be leadership and networking, the knowledge management tools and techniques, and the knowledge management tools and techniques used in a project vary depending on the nature of the project. Question 54. At a food canning factory, four produce trucks from adjacent states could not reach the warehouse in time due to road construction. This delay is going to affect the delivery of the next batch. Alan Wynn, the project manager, wants to check the response plans to avoid the missing delivery date or to reduce the impact of the case. The products are not delivered on time. Which of the following documents should he refer to for obtaining relevant information? It's going to be the risk register. Question 55. What would not be an example of a project? Billing clients for services performed. Question 56. Who should develop the project charter? The project sponsor or project manager in collaboration with the initiating entity. Question 57, a project is characterized as a temporary endeavor to create a unique product, service, or result. All right, question 8 is another network diagram. You're given the network diagram with durations and weeks shown in the exhibit. The answer is the slack for task G is 13. Question 59, you are examining a set of scope change requests on a project you took over after the previous project manager quit to assess the degree to which the project scope will change. Which document should you compare against the scope change requests? That's going to be the WBS. Question 60. Maria Clark, a project manager, is working on the resource management plan. Which of the following statements are true regarding the plan? It gives direction on how to categorize, allocate, manage, and release the project resources. It may contain separate management plans for each, for team members and physical resources. And it may contain roles, competencies, and authorities for team members. All right, question 61. Scope decomposition is a method used for dividing and subdividing the project scope and deliverables into smaller, manageable parts. Question 62, which option defines the purpose of the requirements documentation? That's going to be, it records project requirements and information needed to manage each requirement, including category, priority, and acceptance criteria. Question 63, you are a project manager for a large ERP implementation project. You are identifying potential risks for your project. Which technique would you not use? You would not use benchmarking. Question 64, which statement is true about the change control board? A change control board is responsible for approving or rejecting change requests. Question 65, you're in the process of selecting sellers for a piece of contract work for your project. Unfortunately, only two companies have submitted proposals, and both proposals have costs higher than you had anticipated. What step should you take next? You're going to get an independent estimate. Question 66, while working on a project, Nancy, the project manager, has awarded a few contracts to vendors. One of the vendors has completed all of the work specified in the procurement statement of work. However, the vendor has not completed one of the tasks communicated verbally during one of the meetings and stated that this task was not part of the contract. What do you conclude about the contract based on the preceding information? The contract should be declared complete. Question 67, which of the following theories emphasizes the need for individuals to be generalists rather than specialists? That is theory Z. Question 68, a new project manager who is not familiar with earned value management requires your help. The project manager determines the following in the project. Task X has the most likely estimate of 4, a pessimistic estimate 7, and an optimistic estimate 3. The only available team member in your organization performs another task. Why? The CPI for the project is 1.2 and the SPI is 0.71. Based on this information, with what should the new project manager be concerned? You're going to be concerned with the schedule. Question 69. Cindy and Lisa are currently discussing possible ways to include a certain function and application the team is developing. They each are suggesting vastly different methods, both of which would likely fit within the budget and could be accomplished in a single sprint. However, this function will not be included in the current sprint or the next sprint. Both have asked for your opinion, and you have responded by telling them to wait until after the next two sprints are complete to check the situation. Which conflict resolution technique are you using? You're using avoiding. Question 70, your company's senior management is considering 4 projects for the upcoming calendar year. Due to limited resources, not all projects can be ongoing at the same time. There's 4 payback periods and MPVs. You're gonna choose the lowest payback period and the highest MPV. The answer is going to be Project A. All right, question 71. Who is responsible for providing formal written notice of deliverable acceptance or rejection in the delivery performance domain? That's going to be the buyer. Question 72. Before a project update meeting, you review a document that provides guidance on the methods you should use to guide stakeholder involvement in the project. Which artifact are you reviewing? You're reviewing the stakeholder engagement plan. Question 73, your company is working on a large software implementation for a multi-location client. Your team member who has gone to one of the locations is finding it difficult to work with a client team member due to significant differences in working style. You are finding that the implementation is suffering as a result of these differences. What should you do? You should orient your team member on site and ask the team member to have work plan meetings with the client team. Question 74, which of the following statements is false regarding distributed teams? It's going to be virtual teams are set up because they are always more cost effective than on-site teams. Question 75 is a fill in the blank. An artifact is the term for a template document output or project deliverable. Question 76, what is the difference between a schedule activity and a schedule milestone? A schedule milestone has 0 duration, and the schedule activity almost always has a positive duration. Question 77. Jane is a project manager for the Nutex Corporation. The project has the following issues. Some stakeholders are not aligned to the project objectives. Other stakeholders do not agree on the high-level requirements. And then stakeholders that are key investors cannot agree on some project milestones. Which skill should Jane use to resolve the issues? She's going to use conflict management. Question 78. It is important to build shared understanding because it encourages creativity and collaboration. Question 79. Your organization is currently working on 4 different projects. A high-profile customer requests a project, and the management has decided to suspend work on all the other projects temporarily so that resources can be allocated to the new project. The projects in progress, Project A, Project B, Project C, and Project D have BCRs of 1.2, 0.7, 1.0, and 0.8 respectively. Based solely on this information, which project should you recommend for suspension? It's going to be Project B. Question 80, in providing feedback to a mentee, the mentor should show a genuine interest in the person being mentored and provide feedback based on facts and in a supportive manner. Question 81, one of your stakeholders is interested in viewing a graphical presentation of the project progress, but he is not interested in work details. He wants to assess how much work is left to be completed based on that expected release schedule. Which of the following reports can you share with this stakeholder? It's going to be a burndown chart. Question 82, active listening can be performed by asking open-ended questions, establishing eye contact with the speaker, and paraphrasing and nodding. Question 83, which of the following competencies of emotional intelligence is focused on adaptability? That's going to be self-management. Question 84, you are the scrum master. You notice that one team member, Jeff, is dominating the conversation and other members are unwilling to stand up to him. The team has implicitly allowed Jeff to make all key decisions in the meeting. As the scrum master, how do you achieve the subtle balance between command and influence? Add a new team member with more experience and background than Jeff to the team. Question 85, which of the following is not a characteristic of servant leadership? It's going to be time fragmentation. Question 86, you are a project manager on a tiles manufacturing factory. Your team has just delivered the last consignment as per the contract. You decide to formally close the project before getting started with the next project. To begin the process of project closure, you review the quality reports. What information can you plan to gather from these documents? It's going to be information on the quality issues, recommendations for improvement, and findings from the quality control process. Question 87, which body is responsible for approving or rejecting proposed scope changes for a project? That's going to be the Change Control Board. Question 88, Kenneth Zhu, a project manager, and his team met their deadline. Although it was not easy and several risks were involved, however, Kenneth influenced the risk owners to take timely and proactive actions to avoid or mitigate the risks. Kenneth must now update the issue log as a result of the risk responses that were taken. Which information will he update in this document? It's going to be the problems that were identified as part of responding to risks. Question 89, what allows a project manager to allocate time for mentoring or coaching in an agile project environment? That's going to be the retrospectives. Question 90, which of the following service level metrics can be used to monitor backup services provided by a third-party vendor? It's going to be the number of backup and restoration failures and the average backup and recovery time. Question 91, you are the project manager of a new team. Your team is working to identify the skills and abilities of each member. At which stage of the Dexter Siblet model is your team currently working? You're at the trust building phase stage. Question 92, Linda works as a project manager at NetX, where she has been assigned to a project. The project was started 3 months ago and 1/3 of the planned project activities have been completed. The project involves 20 stakeholders, including 5 vendors and 14 team members. Linda has to check a project communication requirement so that she can ensure that all of the project stakeholders are promptly updated on different project activities. Which project component contains this information? It's a communication management plan. Question 93, which safety stage pertains to a stage where team members feel safe to share their working and receive feedback on it? That's the contributor safety. Question 94, to build trust and a good working relationship between virtual team members, a project manager should set up periodic team building activities. Question 95, all options are examples of a source and scope change except discovering the need to engage in bottom-up cost estimating. Question 96 is a fill-in-the-blank. Project compliance ensures that laws and regulations that affect a project's outcome are analyzed to determine their effect on the project and that measures are taken to conform to the laws and regulations. Question 97, when is it vital that you manage project communications? That's throughout the entire project. Question 98 is, which statement is true regarding a strong matrix organization? It is the same as a tight matrix organization. Question 99, as the project manager, you decide to estimate costs using characteristics of the project, historical data, and a mathematical algorithm. Which type of cost estimating are you using? That's parametric estimating. Question 100, a team member has openly discussed their long-term goals. As a project manager, you have checked their skills, abilities, and current performance to understand how you can help them develop the necessary skills to achieve their goals. Under the OSCAR model, which contributing factors are being illustrated? That's going to be situation and outcome. Question 101, in the planning phases of project, you find that the project has various uncertainties that may result in a risk or an opportunity. The project has other challenges apart from the potential risks. You discuss the situation with the team members and discover that the similar project was recently completed successfully. You decided to reference the completed project to inspect what went well and what could have been done differently. How can you achieve this? Refer to the lessons learned document of the recently completed project. Question 102. Ben is a new hire who has recently added to the project team in charge of implementing the new Atris application. He is based in Australia, whereas the rest of the team are in Singapore. As a project manager, you wanted to welcome Ben and allow him to quickly adjust and get started on project tasks. Which recommendation is the best for this? You're going to include Ben in a weekly meetings to touch base with all the team members. Question 103, which of the following statements are true regarding information radiators? Information radiators should be tailored according to the team's needs and displayed on wide screens noticeable enough for everyone. Question 104. It's a visual one. So, question 105. You are finalizing your project plan when you are noticed by upper management and the personal resources for your project will likely be cut. You need to determine how the personal decrease will affect the project schedule. What tool would you use? You're going to do resource leveling. Question 106. One of the project tasks has an early start of week 9, an early finish of week 15, and a late start of week 12, and a late finish of week 18. What is the task's float? It's going to be three weeks. Question 107. You find that projects in your organization are not being completed on planned dates and your company is losing money. Analysis of past project performance shows that planned activities were always performed meticulously, but there was no schedule change control system in place. Which option would not be a benefit to your organization if you implemented a schedule change control system? You don't want to prevent schedule changes. Question 108, fill in the blank. Project teams need to feel empowered to make decisions about the way they work so that they perform better. All right, question 109, you are in the process of closing a project. As part of this closure, you completed the project team assessments and hold the last team meeting. During this meeting, you announce that the team is now released from the project. Which stage of team development has occurred with this announcement? You are adjourning. Question 110 is a fill in the blank. Training is a solution to filling in the knowledge and skills gap by obtaining formal instruction. Question 111, the main difference between facilitating and mentoring a project team is? Mentoring is typically provided to individuals or in very small groups. Question 112, you are a project manager for an auto parts distributor. You are reviewing three proposed projects. Project A has an IRR of 29%, Project B has an IRR of 45%, and Project C has an IRR of 38%. Which project should you recommend? It's going to be Project B. Question 113 is a fill in the blank. A procurement is the term for any physical resource that must be acquired for the project, such as materials, capital equipment, and supplies. Question 114, it's a box that's going to another box. What type of logical relationship does this exhibit present? It's a finish to finish. Question 115. What is one of the purposes of the kickoff meeting? It is to obtain commitment from all team members. Question 116. You have recently been named project manager assigned to lead a large re-engineering project for a global plastics manufacturer. You are constructing the WBS and a senior project manager with the organization suggests to use the 880 rule to determine whether your WBS needs further decomposition. Using this rule, you should ensure that each work package can be completed in no more than 80 hours. Question 117. Ever since the beginning of the project, Ryan, the Scrum Master, has been following a habit religiously. After every sprint delivery, he distributes rewards to the team members. His team members are happy to work with him and have been improving with each delivery. What do you think Ryan will achieve with this habit? He will achieve high efficiency in the team and high motivation in the team. Question 118. Linda has been assigned to a project that involves creating a CRM application. Because it requires expertise outside the current team, Linda hires a technical consultant with experience in designing and developing CRM applications. During the second iteration of the project, the consultant complains that her mailbox is flooded with emails from the project team. The consultant is unable to identify the important messages that require her immediate response. How should Linda handle the situation? She should instruct the team to copy the consultant only on emails that relate to the CRM design or development. Question 119. The project sponsor discusses skipping the closing process group for the current project. Which type of project can skip the closing process group? That's going to be no projects. No skipping. All right, question 120. Erica Brown is a project manager at a beverage company. For her future projects, she wants to leverage the lessons gained from the company's previous projects. She undertakes the following activities to leverage existing knowledge. She refers to the various spreadsheets for documented lessons from her previous projects. She makes use of the lessons learned during the final phase of her last completed project. She creates an environment to motivate her team members to share their lessons and knowledge with each other, and she forces the people on her team to share their lessons from previous projects. Which activity or activities are most important to managing project knowledge and ensuring project success? That's going to be C. She creates an environment to motivate her team members to share their lessons and knowledge with each other. All right, question 121, the purpose of team building activities is to enhance team performance. Question 122, which option is not one of the ethical values that every PMI member and PMP certificate must abide by? It's going to be ensure high levels of service to the customer community. Question 123, according to the PMBOK guide, which option is not a tool or technique used to collect the project requirements from stakeholders? It's going to be decomposition. Question 124, which information would be appropriate to include in the risk management plan? It's going to be a probability and impact matrix. Question 125, John is leading a project in the capacity of project manager. Since the beginning of the project, John has been promoting individual growth in the team members. That is why he frequently organizes training sessions on new tools and techniques. Which intrinsic motivator is John focusing on? That's going to be mastery. Question 126. You are part of a project development team for an automobile manufacturer. The team is currently working on a new design for the passenger car, for a passenger car. A rival automobile manufacturing company contacts you and offers a very large sum of money to leak the design details. What is the best course of action? Immediately inform their senior manager and request a meeting of all team members. Question 127. Sam is working on a project in the capacity of Scrum Master. During today's daily stand-up, he noticed that whenever he wanted to pair someone with Jim, a developer, he got excuses from the team as to why they cannot. Sam observed that none of the team members is willing to work with Jim. Sam is aware Jim's problem is impacting the quality of code. How should Sam handle this situation? Give constructive feedback to Jim without using labels. Question 128. A machine used to package the company's finished product deliverable stops working. Fortunately, this was identified in a risk for the project due by the age of the machine and issues with prior projects. The production supervisor determines blah, blah, blah. Which artifacts will Brent mostly like update with the actions that have occurred? It's going to be the risk register and issue log. Question 129. Your project team has worked together to define the ground rules for the team. The team charter is established and all team members agreed to follow it. According to the PMBOK guide, which project performance domains will use this document? It's going to be the team and project work. Question 130. Norman Smith is a project manager at Intercon, a game development company. Based on the requirements analysis, he understands that his project requires a highly skilled graphic artist. Also, he is aware that the graphic artists are an expensive resource. 2 weeks into the recruitment process, no artist has been identified. So it's going to be networking. All right, question 131 is a visual. You're managing a project for an electronics wholesaler. During the delivery performance domain, you examine the following diagram. It's going to be a flowchart. Question 132. Edward is a scrum master with a team of motivated individuals who have the knowledge, skills, and an authority to make decisions to adapt to changing demands. Which agile principle is being described? It's going to be a self-organizing. All right, question 133. You have decided to use a power interest grid while identifying the analyzing stakeholders. You have a stakeholder with high power and medium to low interest. In which quadrant in the grid should this stakeholder be placed? It's going to be the upper left quadrant. Question 134. You are developing the schedule for a new project. You are adjusting the project schedule using the float or slack of the activities. You do not add any new resource to the project. You ensure that the critical path does not change during this process. What technique are you using? Your resource smoothing. Question 135, after creating the schedule maintenance management plan, the project team must then identify the activities that must be performed. What is the key benefit of this step of schedule development? It breaks down work packages into activities that are used to estimate, schedule, execute, monitor, and control project work. Question 136, you are a project manager for a large construction project. You have finished defining the project activities and are constructing your network diagram. You'll need to pour concrete for the footing of the new facility, but the date for the activity will depend on the weather forecast. This dependency is inherent in the nature of this type of construction work. Of which type of dependency is this an example? It is a mandatory external dependency. Question 137. A risk trigger is an event that indicates that a risk has occurred or is about to occur. Question 138. As a project manager, you are responsible for managing all project costs. You are using several different analytical techniques to assess the expected project costs. Which analytical technique will produce a result in months and years? It's going to be the payback period. Question 139, Samantha, an Agile project manager, is working on a project to develop a patient portal website. During project execution, her development team informed her that certain requirements are not clear in the feature documentation provided by the hospital. Samantha understood the team's concerns and arranged a meeting at the hospital with the product owner and development team, which Agile principle did Samantha demonstrate. It is the face-to-face conversation as the best form of communication. Question 140. During the team huddle, you are discussing a client requirement in the backlog. One of your team members proposes an idea on how to meet the requirement, but the other team members are skeptical and say the proposed solution does not seem feasible. As a manager, what should you do? You're going to ask the team to be respectful of others' opinions. Question 141, Ben has formed a team from a group of trained professionals for his new software development project. These professionals have been following traditional project management methodologies for a long time. With Ben's project, these professionals have now been introduced to Agile. Ben wants these individuals to work together as a team, become more self-organizing to manage project tasks on their own. Which of the following personality traits can negatively affect formation of the self-organizing team? Inertia, diffidence, and self-credit. Question 142. Intercon Management has recently expanded its production of medical respirators using raw material suppliers from China, Korea, and Taiwan. However, due to an expected surge of infectious diseases in Korea and Taiwan, as well as new regulations imposed on the importation of goods, new limits were set on the supply of raw materials. As a result, Intercon was not able to produce enough goods to meet the growing customer demand. Intercon Management decided to enter into an agreement with another supplier, Varagon Supplies. Varagon charged a higher price for the raw materials, which led to a retail price increase in the respirators. In this scenario, what type of negotiation strategy will be used in regarding the new supplier agreement between Intercon Management and Varagon Supplies? It looks like a win-lose, lose-win. All right, question 143. Two examples of a lagging indicator are the number of action items closed during the past 3 months and costs currently incurred to implement the project. Question 144. A team member is experiencing problems with an ongoing project. In performing active listening to their concerns, which of the following responses would be appropriate to show support as project manager on a team? It's going to be, so you're saying that the tight schedule for deliverables is what's stressing you. Question 145. You are responsible for creating the communications management plan. You are currently collecting all of the inputs to this plan. Which option is an input to this plan? It is the stakeholder register. Question 146, Nancy, a project manager, is leading a meeting to communicate the shared view of the project, which will ensure all of the stakeholders understanding the approved project charter and clarify the next steps involved in producing the planning stage deliverables. Which meeting is Nancy conducting? That is the project kickoff meeting. Question 147, during a project review meeting, two team members argue over the best option for expediting the project development to meet the project deliverable date. You are the project manager and you propose that both options should be tried out to ascertain which one is the best to adopt. Which conflict resolution technique are you using? You are compromising. Question 148. The change control system includes all of the following options except a report of variances from the plan. Question 149. You are a project director. All of the project managers in your organization are PMI certified PMPs. You decide to review certain projects to evaluate compliance to organizational processes. During your review, you discover that most of the project managers have been awarding subcontracts to companies owned by their close friends. You feel that the project managers may have seriously violated the code of ethics and professional conduct because the project managers may not have used a fair and honest process for awarding subcontracts. Question 150, you have been asked to take over a project base because the project manager has quit. The management gives you all the project reports and files. The project files and reports show that the project is on schedule and within the budget. You meet the project team and talk to the client about the project progress. Based on what the team says, the project appears to be over budget, as some of the costs have not been accounted for. The cost overrun is 18% to date. Your best course of action would be to present the status after your full review, then start working on the project. Question 151. At the beverage making unit, Tammy Walker, a project manager, is formally closing her projects. As she starts getting started with the process, she decides to review the dates on which major project landmarks were accomplished. Which of the following project documents would Tammy refer for this information? Would be the milestone schedule. Question 152. The delivery performance domain involves all of the following options except baseline performance. Question 153, improving social awareness can be done through empathizing with others. Question 154, you are assigned to a complex project in software development. Using your extensive experience and after several reviews, you finalize the estimate for a new project and submit it to management. This is the best estimate that could have been worked out, and it cannot be reduced unless scope, cost, or quality is compromised. The customer is unhappy with the estimates because the customer feels that the effort estimate is too high and the schedule is unreasonable. Management wants you to reduce the estimates at any cost. What should you do? You inform your management that the estimates can be reduced only if you adjust scope, cost, or quality. Question 155. In Agile, who is considered a key stakeholder that requires representation by the product owner? That's going to be anyone from outside the team who has direct interest in the project's outcome. Question 156, who is responsible for the establishment of a project team charter? It's going to be the project team. All right, question 157, you have recently acquired all the team members in your current project. Unfortunately, none of the team members have ever worked together. You decide you must engage the team in a team building activities. Which action is not considered a team building activity? It's going to be collective actions to persuade management to meet the team's demands. Question 158, Mark has recently been assigned to content migration process. This is the first migration project of his career. The major risk Mark is anticipating is the moment is the technical knowledge of the team as they are unfamiliar with the new software. To overcome this project gradually, Mark creates a plan where all team members are assigned training sessions early and on and will meet every day for 15 minutes to discuss their best practices and challenges in using the new software. Which aspects of the project is Mark addressing with this solution? It's going to be mitigating risk and team bonding. Question 159. In the ADKAR model, A-D-K-A-R model, at which stage does the hands-on practice of the process changes occur? It's going to be ability. Question 160. During the delivery performance domain, all the following would occur except... it's going to be schedule and cost variance are assessed to determine project performance. Question 161, what can you calculate if you know earned value and scheduled performance index for a project? It's going to be the SV. Question 162, which statement is not true regarding schedule variances? They will always impact the project finish. Question 163, complete the following sentence. A self-organizing team is a group of blank individuals who work blank towards a goal, have the ability blank to make decisions, and readily blank changing demands. It's going to be motivated, together, authority, and adapt to. Question 164. Project team values, agreements, and operating guidelines are usually seen in a team charter. Question 165, one of your team members is sick and will be out of the office for a few days. You raise your concern in your daily huddle and ask for suggestions from the team. The team unanimously decides that they will put in some extra hours to complete the task for the current iteration. Which quality did the team demonstrate? It's going to be every team member works to benefit the team and project. Question 166, the project team charter should be reviewed and updated in all of the following cases, except when a project milestone has been reached. Question 167, you work for a large organization, the very rigid process documentation, the project team to which you are assigned is very experienced with detailed process documentation, but generally unfamiliar with lightweight agile processes. The organization provides an existing large process framework to follow for all sponsored projects. How would you best tailor processes to optimize value delivery for a smaller project? You would start with the provided process framework and remove any unneeded processes. Question 168. Management has requested that you provide the results of the latest risk audit. Which process will rely on the results of this report? It's going to be risk monitoring. Question 169. During which stage of team development do team members start trusting each other? That's going to be norming. Question 170. An issue has been encountered in a project and has remained unresolved for a period of time. As the project manager, which steps should you perform first? You're going to perform a review of the processes by visiting and personally experiencing it. Question 171. It's a big visual. You are given the network diagram with duration and weeks shown in the exhibit. What is the early finish of task D? It's going to be 21. Yep. All right, question 172. You are working to create the project schedule for your current project. Which artifact is least likely to be part of the schedule creation process? It's going to be the team charter. Question 173, all the following scenarios will trigger closing a phase or project except one of the project stakeholders resigns from the company. Question 174, Christine is working as a project manager on a project that involves procurements. In this project, she has awarded contracts to different vendors. Now she needs to add a small requirement to the contract awarded to one of the vendors by modifying the procurement statement of work. She has analyzed and finalized the requirement. Which of the following should be her next step to get this requirement accomplished? She should get the procurement SOW modified in accordance with the process defined by contract change control system. Question 175, which statement is true of a project that has multiple critical paths? The project's risk will be higher. Question 176, as a new project manager, you are expected to gain project management knowledge and skills. After researching the available options, you must decide which options are the best. Of the following options, which option is least likely to allow you to gain project management knowledge and skills? It's going to be reading all your previous project's lessons learned from your project closure files. Question 177. Stakeholder engagement involves it's a fill in the blank. I got it wrong. Stakeholder engagement involves blank between the project team and stakeholder to determine the project requirements. It is not communication. Question 178. In a large software integration project, the client has issued a request for change in the project specifications. After analyzing the change request, you have four possible ways of handling this change. You must now send this information to the client. Which type of communication will you see? Formal, written. Question 179. Meeting project communication occurs during which project performance domain? That is the project work. Question 180. In analyzing and prioritizing stakeholders, which factors should a project manager consider? Choose all that apply. All right, it's going to be project interests, power, alliances, influence, attitude. All right, I'm going to redo this one. So, question 180. In analyzing and prioritizing stakeholders, which factors should a project manager consider? It's going to be project interest, power, alliances, influence, and attitude.